You're listening to KEXP. You can find us at 90.3 FM in Seattle, streaming live around the world at kexp.org. I'm Cheryl Waters, host of the Midday Show. Super excited to have Industrial Revelation live on KEXP today. Welcome to all of you.
Thanks for having us.
Hi, thanks for having us.
So wonderful to have you in this room. We've got a big show at Numos tonight, so I really appreciate you taking time to come in today. I definitely want to chat and meet everyone in the room, but can you start us off with some music?
Yeah, absolutely. This first tune is off our latest double album, Liberation in the Kingdom of Marie, and this song is called Wait No Sound.
Thank you.
Industrial Revelation live on KEXP today, playing songs from the new album Liberation and the Kingdom of Nri, and a double release. So lots of great music to enjoy. What do you got next?
Hi, I'm Josh Rawlings. I'm the Fender Rhodes player in the group, keyboard player. And we're going to play a tune of mine called No Way Out But In. And I dedicate this to my lovely wife and three children, mom and dad and the whole family. They've supported me from day one. And this song is about, you know, the struggles of witnessing the outside world and challenges that we have in life and realizing that you have to go in order to truly blossom out. And it's a, I was going to say a little homage to the grunge era. We, on our CD, we have Jeff Coffin, the great saxophone player, doing some ripping solos and stuff. So hope you enjoy it.
That was magnificent. Industrial Revelation live in the KEXP studios. That was so beautiful. Thank you so much. That nearly brought me to tears. You're one of the most exciting live bands that I've seen, and we're so lucky to have you here in Seattle. And wow, I feel like I'm among some really incredible talent in this room. And I know you've been playing together for a while and you've all got other projects, and I see this band as often as I can. You've been doing this about 10 years, is that right?
Yeah, a little, maybe that's a little over, like
I think 11,
11
yeah.
and a half.
Yeah. Devon, am I right in thinking that you were sort of the catalyst of bringing this specific group of musicians together?
Yeah, I played with everyone individually in other projects, and then I was like, this would be a nice combination.
Obviously, it's some of the most creative and talented musicians in the city, but how did you know that there was going to be the magic that happens when you all play live?
No, and kind of, you know, it's we had a rehearsal, and that first rehearsal at Cornish School of Music, it was like, that really, like, put a stamp on it. It's like, okay, yeah, we got something here, you know? Yeah,
but it took a few years to figure out what that was.
Yeah, exactly. We knew it was something, yeah. But we didn't know exactly what, and then here we are.
It definitely, with four such unique individual voices in the band, I imagine that influences come from everywhere. I hear a lot of musical styles in here, but I feel influences from some of the big greats, but I know you're also inspired by the people that you meet with contemporary musicians and a lot of local musicians. Can you kind of talk about the sound of the band and how it's evolved and who's influenced you along the way, whether it's bands we know about or people that you've met?
I mean, a lot of my biggest influences as a player are in this room. I mean, we've been playing together as a band for, like we said, 11 and a half years, but individually, we've all been playing together for, I mean, Devon and I have been playing together for half of our life at this point. And so, you know, I feel like a lot of the reason why this band works is like my sense of playing and my sense of rhythm and my sense of how a song is constructed is actually, you know, was built with these specific guys with no personnel changes and no, you know, drummer for this gig, different bass player for this gig. Really, a solid core of four people for a decade can really mold you. Outside of that, you know, there's so many amazing players. Like, for me as a player, one of my absolute favorite trumpet players anywhere is a local player named O.R. Runga, who plays with Macklemore, plays with a lot of other people. But just, you know, one of the most beautiful players, and you know, growing up playing with him and growing up in this community with such amazing music programs and so many amazing people, I think is a big influence on all of us.
Joss introduced himself. I'd love for all of you to introduce each other or yourselves to our audience.
Yeah, I'm Ahame Fle Jeoluo. I play trumpet and write songs and play with pedals.
I'm Evan Floyd Barnes. I play the double bass and write songs and have fun.
I'm Devon Lewis, drummer.
Again, I'm Josh on the keys. I was going to just chime in on that last question, too. We're influenced by all kinds of, you know, all kinds of music. I mean, you could probably hear Radiohead, Miles Davis Quartet. I mean, we all have jazz backgrounds, but we grew up listening to all kinds of music. Evan playing in the orchestra, Aham and Devon listening to all kinds of various styles of music, a lot of, you know, jazz through the ages. I grew up listening to Billy Joel because that's what my parents played a lot. And, you know, I love Weezer. And then, like, modern cats that are just crushing it right now, like Hiatus Coyote and Robert Glasper. We love Kamasi Washington and people that are taking instrumental music and pushing it forward. And, you know, we've all gotten to work with Macklemore. So in terms of local people, it's been great working with those guys, Macklemore and Ryan Lewis. And we're going to have a show coming up here with the True Loves, who were, you know, not in the studio not too long ago. And there's just so many awesome musicians, just even in this community, that inspire us and, you know, help make the music scene so rich. So we're happy to be a part of that and be collaborating like that.
And speaking of community, you know, like my grandfather, Dave Lewis, he was an organist in the 60s, and he was one of the pioneers to play in front of a white, all-white audience in Seattle. So, you know, there's a lot of history there, and, you know, and trying to just keep that tradition going through me and through my son, Donovan, who's also an awesome musician.
Yeah, we're carrying the torch, so to speak. And on that level, I was also going to mention another major group influence along with Devon's granddad. We had a teacher and mentor, Hadley Kalaman, who played saxophone with the Grateful Dead and all sorts of great jazz musicians. And he taught at Cornish, but he really was kind of a mentor and inspiration for our band. And he passed away a number of years ago, but he still lives on in our music. And we're so glad that he touched our band.
He seems surrounded by so much love. And Devon, you mentioned your granddad. You have a really impressive musical legacy. It seems like your entire life you've been surrounded by music every way you turn. And it must have just been wonderful to have been nurtured with music your entire life.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of, you know, awesome musicians here in Seattle. And, you know, so coming up and in my family, too, you know, just music was all around. And you know, I went to Roseville High School. Shout out to Scott Brown. I got to play with him with Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra. So that was kind of a surreal moment, you know, being in a band with my old band director and then all the other great musicians here in town.
I remember reading this somewhere, and I know not everything you read is true, but that you didn't necessarily grow up with jazz in your family, but you played drums, and if you wanted to play drums in school, you had to play in the jazz band. Is that true?
Yeah, that's, I mean, you had to start out, you know, because I was, you know, I practiced more like rock and funk, and all my friends were gospel chops drummers, but you had to join the jazz band, and that's kind of when I first got introduced to all these great drummers and artists like Coltrane and Miles Davis and drummers Elvin Jones, who's one of my favorites, and even more on the modern side like Brian Blade and Eric Harlan, so just to name a few. You know.
We had Brian Blade in this studio not too long ago. That was very exciting. You're all masters of your instruments. Did you all start playing music pretty much right out of the cradle?
More or less.
Yeah,
I started at 14, inspired by Flea, the Red Hot Chili Peppers bass player. I remember being in seventh grade into my comic book / aspiring basketball player phase and seeing that video of Under the Bridge and grabbing my T-square and playing it like a bass. And a year later, I got electric bass. And then shortly after that, started playing the double bass, which I mostly play now. And then that led to playing in the Garfield Orchestra and then playing in a hip-hop band called Maroon Colony, and then it led to UW and playing in the jazz program. So, yeah, just a wide range.
Yeah. I've been playing keyboard and piano, I guess, since I was three. That's when my parents got me my first little Yamaha Portasound keyboard. I still have it today. I was thinking about maybe busting it out for the show tonight. But piano, I just made this interesting, profound connection. I can't explain it, but I just wanted to play music since that age. That's what I wanted to do my whole life.
Yeah, I mean, I started playing when I was in sixth grade, and I can't remember not wanting to play music. I can't remember not being obsessed with music and, you know, kind of spending my earliest years, like, obsessed with Michael Jackson and, like, just transfixed. And then I wanted an instrument, and we didn't have any money. And when I finally got one, trumpets are cheap, so that's what I play. I've been playing since I was 12.
Give me the goosebumps a little bit. You never know where life will lead you. A lot of love, a lot of sweat. And your music really is transcendent, and music heals the body, mind, and the soul. And I feel every bit of that every time I see an Industrial Revelation show.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And thank you so much for playing our concert at the Mural. What a magical night that was this summer.
That was beautiful. Yeah. one of our highlights of the year.
Mine too.
Yeah.
And you're going to be playing tonight at Numo's again. Your live show is not to be missed. And we should let you back to the music. Industrial Revelation live on KEXP. And who's up next?
So this next tune is a tune inspired and in response to many of the tragic events. I feel like throughout history relating to racial injustice in America, and we are confronting that head on in a very unique way in this time. But I wrote this tune after the Michael Brown verdict, and it goes, it's a tune that's about the defiance of human beauty and the struggle for freedom and love and to be oneself. And it's just a simple call out to hoping that no one else has to die at the hands of injustice. So this is called Lord, Let This Be the Last Time. Thank you.
That's beautiful. Thank you so much. Industrial Revelation live on KEXP. I got one more.
It'll take a moment.
Yeah, I think we all need a moment there.
Sorry. Yeah, this next tune, this is dedicated to Dave Lewis, Donovan Lewis, Dave Lewis Jr., and the King of Pop. This is called Pop King. Thank you.
was so great. Liberation in the Kingdom of Nuri, the new album from Industrial Revelation. This is going to sound kind of corny, but I listen to you guys play, and I get so caught up in the music, it makes me want to be a better person. Thank you so much for coming in.
That's the revelation in action right there.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Playing tonight at Numo's. Always lucky to see you play live. Thank you so much for coming in today.
Thank you so much for having me.
My pleasure.
Yeah. You're listening to KEXP Seattle.